Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through the book of Exodus, and it's just been a great adventure. We get to see this emancipation and freedom for the nation of Israel, but we also see their missteps, and we see how very much we are like them. All right, so today I'm reading from Exodus chapter 22, verses 1 through 15 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. If a man steals an ox or a sheep and kills or sells it, he shall pay 5 oxen for an ox, 4 sheep for a sheep. If the thief is found breaking in and is struck so that he dies, there shall be no guilt of bloodshed for him. If the sun has risen on him, he is guilty of bloodshed. He shall make restitution. If he has nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft. If the stolen property is found in his hand alive, whether it's an ox, donkey, or sheep, he shall pay double. If a man causes a field or vineyard to be eaten by letting his animal loose and it grazes in another man's field, he shall make restitution from the best of his own field and from the best of his own vineyard. If a fire breaks out and catches in thorns so that the shocks of grain or the standing grain or the field are consumed, he who kindled this fire shall surely make restitution. If a man delivers to his neighbor money or stuff to keep, and it is stolen out of the man's house, if the thief is found, he shall pay double. If the thief isn't found, then the master of the house shall come near to God to find out whether or not he has put his hand on his neighbor's goods. For every matter of trespass, whether it is for ox, for donkey, for sheep, for clothing, or for any kind of lost thing, about which one says, "This is mine," the cause of both parties shall come before God. He whom God condemns shall pay double to his neighbor. If a man delivers to his neighbor a donkey, an ox, a sheep, or any animal to keep, and it dies or is injured or driven away, no man seeing it, the oath of Yahweh shall be between them both. He has not put his hand on his neighbor's goods, and its owner shall accept it, and he shall not make restitution. But if it is stolen from him, the one who stole it shall make restitution to its owner. If it is torn in pieces, let him bring it for evidence. He shall not make good that which was torn. If a man borrows anything of his neighbor's and it is injured or dies, its owner not being with it, he shall surely make restitution. If its owner is with it, he shall not make it good. If it is a leased thing, it came for its lease. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I just thank you for rules. I actually really like rules. And I love a community living well. I love, police and an ordered society and laws and rules and judges and juries and lawyers. And I see so much of our own law code going back to this particular book of the Bible and a couple others as well. And so I just thank you for law and order. And I pray for our country. I pray for our firefighters and our policemen. I pray for those who keep the peace. I pray for hospital workers. I pray for government workers, mayors, city council members, school board members, and school board presidents. And we just take a pause today to thank you for the people that you've put in leadership. Lord, we're grateful that we have that opportunity. And now, in light of that, we pray for lawless places. We pray for those places in the world where lawlessness is reigning, whether that be through a country facing civil war or a country going through war. We pray that your rule of law would be made strong. We pray that you would intercede for the weak. We pray you would defend the defenseless. We pray, thank you so much that you see all this, and we just pray for your hand in the craziness of this world. And Lord, I don't pretend to know about geopolitical mess. It's not my expertise, but I do know that you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are seated, enthroned in heaven. You are absolutely 100% completely righteous and just. And so, Lord, we don't have to sift through men's motives, women's motives. We don't have to try to worry ourselves to death. We can place all of our worries about our own context and the whole wide world in your hands, because your hands are capable and you hold all things together. And I'm so grateful for that. Would you hold my friend today who's listening to this? They maybe feel like they're broken apart, but you hold them together. I pray that you would do that today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. This podcast is supported by you, either by the couple of ad spots that I have per month, or by you as patrons of this podcast. So thank you for all the patrons. If that's you, I'm giving you a cyber hug right now. If you'd like to be a part of that, if you just feel the unction or the nudge of the Holy Spirit to support this, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And I'm so grateful. This just helps keep the show going. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thanks to all of you who pray for this ministry. I really appreciate you.